While some have argued that Christianity is the national faith, and others that church and synagogue celebrate only the generalized religion of the American way of life, few have realized that there actually exists alongside of and rather clearly differentiated from the churches an elaborate and well-institutionalized civil religion in America. This religion, or perhaps better, this religious dimension, has its own seriousness and integrity and requires the same care and understanding that any other religion does. The words and acts of the founding fathers, especially the first few presidents, shape the form and tone of the civil religion as it has been maintained ever since. Though much is selectively derived from Christianity, this religion is clearly not itself Christianity. For one thing, neither Washington nor Adams nor Jefferson mentions Christ in his inaugural address, nor do any of the subsequent presidents, although not one of them fails to mention God. The God of the civil religion is not only rather Unitarian, he is also on the austere side, much more related to order, law, and right than to salvation and love. Even though he is somewhat deist in cast, he is by no means simply a watchmaker God. And just to remind you of your study of deism, the belief of deism, which was held by people like Thomas Jefferson and others, was that God created the universe like a watchmaker creates a watch, wound it up, and set it down on the table, and left it alone and doesn't interfere after that. That's why bad things happen, because God has stopped trying to fix the watch. That's deism. So God, in this interpretation, is by no means simply a watchmaker God. God is actively interested and involved in history with a special concern for America. Here the analogy has much less to do with the natural law than with ancient Israel. The equation of America with Israel in the idea of the American Israel is not infrequent. What was implicit in the words of Washington becomes explicit in Jefferson's second inaugural, when he said, "I shall need, too, the favor of that being in whose hands we are." Now, notice here that Jefferson doesn't use the word God, and he doesn't use it anywhere in his inaugural address. He makes reference, though, in a euphemistic way. "I need the favor of that being in whose hands we are, who led our fathers as Israel of old from their native land and planted them in a country flowing with all the necessities and comforts of life." Europe is Egypt, America the promised land. God has led his people to establish a new sort of social order that shall be a light unto all the nations. This theme, too, has been a continuous one in the civil religion.